Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. In today's Time Out for Music, we are to tell you more about the 70th anniversary of the Svetoslav Obratanov National Philharmonic Choir. Seventy years ago, on November the 1st, composer and conductor Svetoslav Obratanov created the first Bulgarian professional choir. Initially called State Radio Choir, in 1954 it was renamed to the Bulgarian Choir Chapel. The choir gained world fame under the leadership of conductor Georgi Robev. An interview with the conductor is kept in the Golden Fund of the Bulgarian National Radio.
Най-дълго е сътрудничал с Обратанов диригента Крум Бояджиев, който оглави капелата.
Conductor Крум Бояджиев is the one who worked the longest with Obratanov. In 1955, conductor became Dimitar Ruskov. He took a rich heritage, as valuable as it is binding. He managed to develop it by enriching the repertoire and expanding recording and touring activities. For 10 years, he was able to add about 600 songs to the repertoire and continued to work in the sphere of oratorio music, which was a goal of Svetoslav Obratanov himself. Masterpieces such as the Alexander Nevsky Cantata by Prokofiev, Carmina Burana Cantata by Karel Orff, the Ninth Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven were performed. Another conductor who left a bright trace in the history of the choir is Vasil Arnaudov. For 2 years, under his leadership, a number of concerts took place, including one in the Bulgaria Hall, during which the Catuli Carmina Cantata by Karel Orff was performed. Vasil Arnaudov included a number of contemporary works in the repertoire.
Thank you.
In 1981, the choir joined the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra, performing the best examples of a cappella choir classics, playing the role of a school for a number of successful conductors. The choir has had concerts in Europe, America, and Asia. It had constant presence in major European festivals such as Prague Spring, Bratislava Music Days, Brno Music Festival, Dresden Music Festival, and others. Here is what conductor Lubomir Mitropolitski said about the tours.
Искам да подчертая един факт, че в много от слушателите ние за първи път сме създали.
It is a fact that thanks to this choir, a number of people around the world learned about Bulgaria. Despite the obstacles we encountered sometimes, the choir was always happy that wherever we went, we managed to show the humanism of art and help people come together, he says. Evidence for the high artistic achievements of the choir gives Dmitri Shostakovich. I was greatly impressed by the art of this choir. This is a wonderful choir that presents its music with unusual purity. I think this is a sign of the great choral culture that exists in Bulgaria, he said. Nowadays, the choir is called Svetoslav Obratenov National Philharmonic Choir. The current 86th season of the Sofia Philharmonic will focus on the choir that celebrates its 70th anniversary. Listen next to another fragment of the Alexander Nevsky cantata.